The epistle appointed to be read for this, the third Sunday of Lent, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, be imitators of God as very dear children and walk in love, as Christ also loved us and delivered himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God to ascend in fragrant odor. But immorality and every uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as becomes saints, or obscenity, or foolish talk, or scurrility, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For know this and understand that no fornicator or unclean person or covetous one, for that is idolatry, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one lead you astray with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Do not then become partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light. For the children of the light is in all goodness, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he had cast out the devil, the dumb man spoke. And the crowds marveled. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of devils, he casts out devils." And others, to test him, demanded from him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation, and house will fall upon house. If then Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils by Beelzebub. Now if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his courtyard, his property is undisturbed. But if a stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he will take away all his weapons and that he relied upon and will divide his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. But when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he roams through waterless places in search of rest. And finding none, he says, 'I will return to my house which I left.' And when he has come, he finds the place swept and adorned. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first." Now it came to pass, as he was saying these things, that a certain woman lifted up her voice from the crowd and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the breast that nursed thee." But he said, "Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, this morning I will not have any sermon. And in the place of that sermon, we are going to do the best we can, and we are going as far as we as a family of God, you and the sisters and the monks, are going to make a consecration as much as we can, is within our power. And we will open the tabernacle right after Mass and say the rosary in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament exposed in the tabernacle. After the rosary, we will of course say the memorare to the Blessed Mother, and then the little leaflets that you have in your pews there, we will make the act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. These are terrible times, and the best we can do, we will have to do it. And not only is this to be done just for us individually, but it must be done for the peace of the world, for the sake of the world, for the sinners of the world. It must be done in reparation, in penance, and contrition, and sorrow of sin, for sin in our lives. Let us do this with all of the devotion that we possibly can. The tabernacle will remain open until 12 o'clock. You may leave, of course, if you have to leave. But I'd like for us to all stay if we can for the sake of the rosary. The little children, of course, will have a difficult time with staying here and being quiet during this time, so anyone, for the sake of the little children, may have to leave early. I will recommend to you this particular prayer as being something as special as this family can possibly offer up to Almighty God by way of the Blessed Mother. With all of the seriousness coming from serious people, a serious devotion, a serious worship to a serious God. There will, of course, not be any catechism class this morning because of this. I recommend to you Tuesday, which is the Feast of the Annunciation of our Blessed Mother. This is a day of special prayer when it all began. So, please do the best. Let us all do the best we can. Let us pray for each other. Let us pray for those we love most. Let us pray for our very sick world, my beloved people.